This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got questions about salmon and gastrointestinal health. Not necessarily in that order. Also, a brand new theme update on a subject that will shock you, because it's coming from Super Don. We'll get to that in a little while. I just get
shocking.
I'm telling you, the people of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's all of y'all out there listening, are really, you know, putting it to Super Don, and he's rising to the challenge. He's exceeding. Like, if we set the bar for him, we can't even see the bar. He's so far beyond it. And you'll know that he's done it with the update theme we've got this hour. I'm not even going to tell you what it is yet. You'll have to just hang in there for us, right? RobertScottBell.com. You get a clue, you can find it there. RobertScottBell.com. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Another hour of broadcast healing. It starts with, vaccines. Yuck. Oh, yeah, that's the yucky update theme. We have to talk about vaccines that you found the other day.
Yes.
But the thing is about vaccines, you know, some of... thought we were like the lone voice in the wilderness all those years ago when I talked about it on the air, and you know, they'd pelt you with GMO tomatoes or potatoes or whatever. And well, it's just not so lonely anymore. And today it's gotten really crowded. Our perspective that vaccines are dangerous is not ours alone. It's not even just Mike Adams, the health ranger in Natural News. It's, I'm going to say all y'all, but dagnabbit, some in the scientific community are defecting from their vaccine religion. Now, they'll still say they're pro-vaccines, even if they acknowledge what the RAND Corporation review of vaccine side effects has just shown us. Strong evidence for links to Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS as it's called, myalgia of many types. You've heard of fibromyalgia. They just use myalgia. Seizures, seizure disorders. Meningitis, inflammation within the spinal cord and brain, encephalitis, and more. And that's the news report we're opening with from Natural News today on the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not alone. Now, I never wanted to be part of a big club. In fact, I don't perceive myself as who would allow me to be a member other than Rashid Batar, Dr. Batar, right, in a club. But the reality is, it's not just you moms and dads out there who have suffered the worst with injured and even killed children that know that vaccines are downright dangerous. We've reported on the fact that the Supreme Court said that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe, leading to things like the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, a court, unconstitutional as it may be, that limited or eliminated totally the liability for the manufacturers of vaccines to ever care to make a safer or safe product, if it's even possible. Because even if they kill you or your children, you have no recourse except to go through a government taxpayer-supported fund. And as long as you don't say it caused autism, maybe you'll get some level of compensation. But what kind of compensation can you really get when you lose a child? Nothing will ever make up for that. So this is a vaccine safety review by the RAND Corporation, and it happened in 2014. We're only finding out about it and the details about it now. It was labeled a RAND external publication. And it acknowledges what the skeptics are loath to ever acknowledge. And as I said in my tweet yesterday to one of those, I don't know whether it was Banaboo, Bumboo, or whatever it was on
Bundu.
Twitter. Bundu?
Bundu, yes, I remember.
Yeah, that article, I was like, dude, you know, it was a pediatrician saying, you know, how are we going to deal with the vaccine denialists, right? Why do we have to deal with them? I'm like, dude, as long as you are a vaccine injury denialist doctor, you're going to lose patients. And rightfully so, they will go elsewhere. But there's a summary, an executive summary of the analysis authored by Margaret Maglione, Courtney Gidgengill. I mean, there's a bunch of people on this thing. And when you look at this, this RAND report, if I will, I'm just struggling for words here because, you know, the Institute of Medicine in 2011 published a very pro-vaccine paper that kind of whitewashed over adverse events. It was called Adverse Effects of Vaccines, Evidence and Causality. And they basically, despite their conflicts of interest, they're the IOM, so they're given credence. And they say, really, there's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Carry on. Nothing to see here. Move along. And so the RAND Corporation says, okay, the IOM, they're cool. They're trustworthy. We got that. We're not gonna go against them. So their starting point is, yeah, that the vaccines are safe. And then they exclude the most toxic vaccines that have been discontinued over the past few years. And that's listed or stated in the executive summary of the paper. And then they even exclude the vaccine adverse event reporting system, the self-reporting, because the doctors are not reporting it. So they exclude the VAERS data, which is considered to be maybe 10% of the total true injury count. All right, just you got the picture here? The RAND Corp didn't go in to look for and find adverse events or links between vaccines and serious issues. They discounted the AERs and VAERS. They eliminated the worst, most toxic vaccines that have been eliminated from the schedule or removed from the market. And they accepted as fact the IOM report saying there's really nothing to see here, move along. Have I made myself clear? Just to put perspective on this, Superdawn, before I go into the things
yeah,
that
well,
it acknowledged.
Basically, yeah, basically they removed all of the stuff that would have been obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you said, you know, the vaccines that have been pulled out, the data from the adverse event report,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff is gone. So then what's left, right, to look at?
Yeah. So they're trying to go from tabula rasa. Let's go from a blank slate. They're good. They're cool unless we find some. And then despite that, they find high levels of evidence, not just moderate, high levels of evidence for febrile seizures, arthralgia, which is a form of a myalgia, and Guillain-Barré, and more. Guillain-Barré is paralysis, neurological paralysis. And you go through this list. They talk about the flu shot causing malaise, fever, pain, arthralgia, sharp, severe pain extending along a nerve or group of nerves, joints, joint pain, MMR, chickenpox, high strength of evidence for causing pneumonia, meningitis, hepatitis, a benign, mild childhood eruptive disease like chickenpox, yet the shot causing hepatitis, liver inflammation. Good Lord. High incidence, high risk, high probability, if you will, of the link between vaccines and anaphylaxis. This is incredible. And I don't even have time to go into all of that. And that's just the RAND report. What about, let's go to a research egghead university of the Ivy League persuasion. And we'll eliminate the snowflakes at this point that are crying because vaccines are now clearly armed and dangerous. A Yale University study showing an association between what? Vaccines and brain disorders. Now, this could explain some of what we've been talking about. And by the way, this article that we're linking to in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, going to Echo Watch, is authored by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The Yale School of Medicine. This is no slouch school, right? A team of researchers from there and Penn State, another Ivy League College of Medicine, found a disturbing association between the timing of vaccines and the onset of certain brain disorders in certain children. Brain damage. Brain disorders. Superdawn, are we going to have the Gorskys of the world writing how outrageous it is that the Rand Corporation and Yale University and Penn State University are actually acknowledging. Because, you know, they say, don't look. There's nothing to see here. Move along, like the IOM tried to say. Don't even look. It's not scientific to even look, to analyze this stuff.
Well, the Gorskys of the world will, if they can, they will say, oh, well, look, there's all these problems with the study. It was not, no, it's not a good study. You know, just don't pay attention to it. It was bad because this, this, and this. Or if they have to accept the results of the study, they'll try and spin it in some way to make it sound like, well, you know, these things happen, but it's very, very, very rare. And the benefits outweigh the risks.
Right. Yeah, except when it happens to your child, right? I've said this all those years ago, that when it happens to your child, the risk is 100%, not 1% or a fraction thereof. Now, in this database study from Yale and Penn State, 95,000 children in the database analyzed had one of seven neuropsychiatric disorders: anorexia nervosa, anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity, bipolar, major depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and tics. A lot of these associated with heavy metals. Where are they getting the heavy metals? The vaccines. Not just mercury, but aluminum. And even in the mercury-free ones, they're still mercury, folks. And they, listen, this is not anything new if you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but it's a watershed moment if you're now recognizing that the scientific intelligentsia can no longer gloss over this, can no longer say, move along, there's nothing to see here. More and more evidence from around the world. These two happen to be based, I believe, in the United States, certainly Yale and Penn State. And then you still have dunderheads in backwoods states and, well, was it Mississippi, West Virginia, and California? No, and see, I lumped California in there, that mandate vaccines. That's backwoods, man. The dummy crats that have been... Right. California.
I think I'm in one of them, actually.
Yeah, you are. Now, yeah. I like the backwoods, don't get me wrong, but it's just it's a figure of speech, and you get what I'm trying to say here. If you're offended, go hug a tree. Okay?
There you go.
The bill would, and this is in Kentucky now, add this to the mix. There's a bill that would require college freshmen to document vaccinations. Show us your papers. Document your vaccination status before we allow you into college. By the way, a lot of the reasons these kids are so warped and snowflaked out is because of the damage, the brain damage done to them by vaccinations. They still allow the exemption for religious reasons in Kentucky, but still. Seriously, do you want to, I don't know, maybe fewer people going to college, universities would be better. We'd have a smarter American people, not brainwashed into leftist lunatics and snowflakes. All right, folks, the ultimate theme song coming up from Super Don. You will not believe where we're going.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, moving on to a deeper perspective on, I don't know, we talked about one of the things that was happening was hepatitis, inflammation of the liver from vaccines. And I love talking about the liver. This is the month of detox here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to keep that theme going. And speaking of themes, you were challenged, Super Don, by Steve AG, right? You were challenged to come up with more and more.
More
themes.
Than once, I
more
think.
More than once, yeah.
This was the original challenge, I think.
Yeah, because, well, the liver theme, he said, you know, because he was saying right. The liver now has its own theme. And he said, yeah, that means coffee enemas. He was like, dude, you think you're good, Super Don? I'm going to challenge you. Steve AG said this, coffee enemas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, turns out there's a story about coffee enemas in medical news today. And it's not an archive. It just happened 2 days ago. So Super Don rose to the occasion, or descended for this occasion, however you look at it, and said, you know what? I got an idea. Are y'all ready? Steve AG, he's outdid you. Get ready for the first official on the Robert Scott Bell Show ever coffee enema theme song, thanks to Super Don.
Coffee's ready, I'm dying, nowhere left for me to run now. Got that feeling, ain't the ceiling, buttons popping, ain't no stopping now. Enema, coffee enema, oh. Enema, oh. Coffee enema, oh. Enema.
Thank you. Thank you, Super Don. You've ruined Van Halen's Panama for me forever.
Well, you know, listen, the
my gosh.
The coffee enema topic is yes. Something obviously that is something that's near and dear to my heart and everybody who listens to the show knows, and my colon, yes. and so I felt it necessary to kind of go the extra mile on that one.
You felt it, did you? No, you haven't felt it. You're just imagining what it would feel like. You don't know. You don't know. Hey, if you want to know, read the article at Medical News Today and give kudos to Super Don because he did it. The coffee enema theme is official now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So this says, what does a coffee enema do? And strangely enough, on Medical News Today, it's not a basher and trasher of coffee enemas. It's actually a kind of a fair and balanced article just about it, right? It talks about those that say it's not good, others that say it's awesome, and it doesn't trash it. Amazing.
Oh, and it did it. I was rather surprised. Mm-hmm. Medical News Today is not, you know, it's not a alternative health website.
No, but we've referred to it a lot because there's some interesting articles that we get to talk about.
They do some fair, I think, some fair and balanced reporting on there. And it's funny because I'm reading through and I'm going, well, you know, I mean, it does mention that there are some things that there should be, might be some concerns about. They reference a study in there that found that some people did have some problems with doing them. And then it goes on to give instructions on how to do one.
Sure.
I'm like, okay. That's right. That's kind of fair.
But the thing is that one article that they said from the American Journal of Gastroenterology detailed a case of inflammation of the colon and rectum from a Korean female who used coffee enema. So it's one case. But it, you know, in most cases they even acknowledge the hepatic pathways, the benefit to the production of glutathione that occurs. And, of course, the movement or alleviation if there is a constipation issue, which is obvious, and that could be done with a lot of different liquids. But, you know, I'm going to give them their props because they didn't just outright dismiss it. They talked about a coffee compound called cafestol palmitate, said to stimulate the activity of the enzyme called glutathione S-transferase, opening up the bile duct in the liver. We've talked about that, right? What happens? The liver gets to break down more food components, remove toxins that it stored, and get them out into the colon. They mentioned theobromine, theophylline, and caffeine, widening the blood vessels and the bile duct even more, boosting the flow of bile. So, again, validating what we know scientifically about it, acknowledging some views that are not optimal, but, again, not a dismissal of this. And, you know, of course, there are others that will speak out against it because it's just a weird consideration to put coffee up your butt. I know, for some like Super Don, still resisting there. But it can be done safely. And has been done safely. Remember, as they acknowledged in this article, do not put it in at the temperature you would normally drink it. Hot coffee is a no-no. Room temperature is a yes-yes. All right, just in case I wanted to make sure no one is injured after this coffee enema update. All right, everybody feel good about that?
A disclaimer for legal reasons?
Yeah, just to be nice. Just to be nice. I don't think our audience is going to fall for the hot coffee in the tailpipe at any time soon.
Oh,
but room temperature. So, Super Don, now that you've done the coffee enema theme song, are you going to play it while doing one? That's the question. That's the inquiring minds want to know. No comment? Okay, no comment. We'll come back with some questions of the day about salmon and ulcerative colitis. Don't go anywhere.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baradiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live, doing our thing, broadcast healing like nowhere else in the media, the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, links up in the show notes to all kinds of stories as well as supporting sponsors that make this message of health freedom and healing liberty move on through the atmosphere out to all the worlds of healing. So let's say we got the coffee enema theme. I'm still stunned by that. In fact, I had to take some extra CBD just to calm me down.
So I'm sorry.
I can't believe he did a coffee enema theme song. And yet, still unable to do the actual thing. So we'll revisit that at another time, but thank you. I appreciate that. Just, again, Van Halen will never sound the same to me. And I like Van Halen. I know you like Van Halen, too. I guess if Eddie Van Halen calls, I'm not in. Just say that, okay? And
really? You think so?
Yeah, no, I'll let you take that call. Why did do that to my song, right? And ask. And you go, Eddie, listen, I want you around longer, so you do them. And he'll ask you, well, Super Don, do you do them? Well, heck no, I drink the stuff. I ain't putting it there. He's going
to
go, well, yeah, why
you know
I?
What? I'm going to venture to say that Eddie probably doesn't either.
Well, Eddie's had some health challenges, Eddie Van Halen.
It's possible, I suppose. But,
so open to holistic medicine. We're there for you, Eddie Van Halen. You can call. It's okay. We'll be all right. We're here for you. Now, questions, comments of the day coming through the website, robertscottbell.com. We keep an eye sometimes on Twitter as well as Facebook and, of course, our own website. And you guys and gals have great questions and comments. We're still trying to keep up with them all. And we do have a theme song. You know it. It's been around for a while, but it's still a good one. And we play it before each and every, well, at least the first question of the day for each day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
We got a couple of questions of the day here. We're going to fit in. This first one is coming from Bill. Bill says, Dr. Mercola has stated that salmon should be eaten only if the packaging says wild Alaskan pure. Wild Alaskan pure. My store salesperson tells me his salmon says wild Alaskan, but the word pure is not there. Is salmon considered to be a good... Well, hey, well, before I get to the next part of that, Super Don, can you find anything? Because when we talk about labeling, right, I know something about labeling, right? Natural doesn't mean a thing, for instance. It's not regulated. The word natural is not regulated, not defined. Organic? Okay, that has a definition. That has some teeth behind some of the regulations, whether you like the regulations or not. I can define it. It's been defined. Wild Alaskan pure. I haven't found anywhere. Is there like the Alaskan pure cultural center that puts a seal of approval on it or not? I mean, I get the concept. I mean,
I dug around and could not find any reference to salmon. You know, like the fish that you buy in the store to cook. Being referred to or being labeled as verbatim wild Alaskan pure.
So, yeah, so I'm at a little bit of a loss because I haven't talked to Joe about this issue. Is it a label package exactly that way, or is it just be sure that if you're getting salmon, that it's from Alaska and it's really wild, right? I don't know about the pure thing. How do they determine purity? Because even the wild fish has some level of mercury in it, but I'm a little bit more concerned about radioactivity in the Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously the difference between a wild salmon and a, you know, farm salmon.
Fish, right. Yeah, and that's a mess. We don't eat farm fish. Don't want to do it. Bill says, is salmon considered to be a good food to eat given all that we've heard about mercury in fish?
Salmon.
You do. I love salmon, too. If not, is there a good substitute? I would like to get back to eating salmon again. Love your radio program. Sincerely, Bill. Well, Bill, yeah, salmon is if you're not a vegetarian, obviously, it's a great, great food. And, yes, it does contain, as all fish do at this point, some level of contaminant, including mercury. But one of the things, you know, we've talked to Chris Barr about what's unique about salmon and seafood is that it usually has a pretty significant content of selenium. Selenium is the antidote, if you will, the counteracting of the heavy metals, including and especially mercury. So there is some level of balance in the force that you're ingesting it gastrointestinally. That is, it's going through the alimentary canal. And as long as you have that barrier intact, like you got a healthy GI tract, good flora and probiotics and everything, you should be able to kind of sequester some of these heavy metals and pass them right on through to the colon and out. Now, if your system is inflamed and there are other issues, of course, then all bets are off. At that point, we've got to really repair that even more primarily. But if you're going to eat salmon, be sure that maybe you want to take as a preventive measure a little extra selenium with it. I'll do that when we have fish. I remember when the health ranger, through his lab test, found out that the strawberries, organic strawberries, the non-soluble fibers, also sequestered and bound to mercury through the GI tract. So eating salmon with organic strawberries might be a good strategy as well if you're concerned about the mercury. Now, unless you have a Geiger counter, I don't know what's going on with radioactivity in these wild Alaskan salmon, because that is a significant concern. We're not living in a vacuum where the Fukushima radiation doesn't go beyond Japan. It's in the ocean now. So how much of that is impacting the salmon or other fish, wild fish that you eat, that takes away from the brilliance of that as a food source for those that do that? I don't have a good answer for you, but it is of concern. But again, what did we talk about with Chris Barr the other day about Fukushima? The antidote is what? Super Don? What's the antidote?
Antidote, selenium.
Yes. See, I thought I was going to get you in trouble again. That was me trying to get you.
I was looking at salmon, and I heard you at the same time. So
all right, just checking. I know it's mean of me to do that. I know, bad hosting. But no, selenium. Selenium, 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 selenium. Take extra if you need to. 100 micrograms, 200 micrograms, 300, whatever. But I tend to take 300 micrograms a day personally at this point. But I'll go up if I feel like I'm under the weather, or if I'm eating or exposed to something that would facilitate me, would necessitate, me ingesting even more selenium. There are homeopathic remedies to detox heavy metals as well, also to counteract radiation. I've talked about over the years heavy metal detox from King Bio, as well as the EMF detox to address radiation. So that's another thing. And silver can play a role there as well. So again, I don't know about the actual stamp of approval called Wild Alaskan Pure. So if somebody knows about that, get back to me. If it's an official thing versus make sure your salmon is wild from Alaska and it's pure. Okay, so that's the distinction. I don't have an answer for that yet, Bill, but we'll look into that some more. Or maybe one of our lovable, humble listeners will get back to me on that too. Second question of the day from Kyle. Kyle says, hey, Dr. Bell, I just want to say I came across your show and I absolutely love it. Well, that's nice of you. Thank you, Kyle. That's definitely not Kyle from GCN. Remember him, Mr. Excitement? Yeah, that's a different Kyle. Inside joke, whatever he'd say.
Whatever.
And that was way more enthusiastic than when he would say it. He says, all right, Kyle, this Kyle says, so informative, and I can't wait to put your protocol to use. Which protocol? Ooh, okay, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, so it's definitely the GI protocol, the Silver Aloe protocol. 2 years ago, it's been quite a battle. I'm in a pretty bad flare-up now, and I was hoping to completely heal my leaky gut and enjoy life again. In addition to the silver and the aloe vera, is there a type of diet you recommend to follow in this time? I don't digest leafy greens very well, but I want to follow this as close as possible in hopes of healing, curing this disease. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Keep up the great work with the show, Kyle. All right. Have you ever eaten, this is kind of gross, Super Don, I'm not going to play the icky theme, but have you ever eaten greens, like chewed them up and they come out the same way you put them in?
No.
Okay, good. So your digestion is working. If you're not able to break down vegetation like that, that tells you all you need to know. Now, one of the things you need to know is that you're not chewing your food adequately. You're probably putting big chunks of leaves in there that need to be chewed or masticated. That's not a bad thing to say. Mastication, chew. Chew your food thoroughly. Mix it with saliva. I know we're not a patient group, especially in the West, in America. We like to eat so quickly we barely get it in the mouth and it's already down the gullet. Not a good plan, especially if you have GI inflammation like you do, Kyle. So I'd say A, number one on this list, hydrate adequately before eating and then consume, in that process of consumption, good organic, healthy foods, but chew them adequately. Now, there's clearly enzymatic deficiencies at this point because the breakdown's not happening as well. Probiotic issues, imbalances in the microbiome. Remember the leafy greens, the raw vegetation. This is critical because that, in combination with your microbiome, creates what? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen is released in the process of digestion. So if you think about it, Kyle, a good investment for you would be to go to robertswater.com, download the ebook, the free ebook on the molecular hydrogen. You'll learn about the Echo Water options to set up on your countertop or under your sink so that every drink you take contains the molecular hydrogen that will facilitate also healing of the gut and the enhancement of every antioxidant, including selenium. It'll put selenium in hyperdrive. And that's going to be very important for you as well for detoxification. So, diet clean, organic. simple stuff. Complex animal proteins are going to be tough to break down without a lot of external support, enzymes or even HCL, because you may not be producing enough. So we want to get those minerals in you, magnesium, maybe the topical magnesium. If your digestive system is compromised, which it is, you can get the Ease Magnesium, spray it on. Also, when we talk about greens, we talk about superfoods. What else do we get from Activation Products Super Don? That is a superfood, super green. What is it? Very important.
That would be
here.
The Oceans Alive.
Yes. So, Kyle, another thing for you, micronized already, almost pre-digested. I mean, it makes it so simple for even a corrupted system to absorb the super nutrients necessary from the raw good foods that you're trying to eat. So in terms of what diet, clean, organic, and simple to begin with. As you strengthen, you'll be able to introduce other foods, more complex. If you do animal proteins, as you strengthen your system, you'll be able to do that. The Silver Aloe Protocol is three times a day. It is 1 to 2 tablespoons of the silver hydrosol, like Sovereign Silver. Same amount or more of Stockton Aloe 1, preferably. That is Aloe 1, A-L-O-E 1, the number 1.com. And you can do the same amount or more aloe with that 3 times a day, probiotic replenishment at night. There are adjuncts listed in Unlock the Power to Heal. There's a free downloadable PDF, however you get there, at robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts, and I'll be sure to get it to you if you don't have the book. But please get the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. You can get it online at Amazon or barnesandnoble.com. I think it's bn.com to get it through Barnes & Noble. All right, Kyle, I hope that's helpful for you. I'm glad that you're enjoying the show. I certainly do on occasion as well. And when Super Don's not being berated, no, I don't berate Super Don. Not really. We love Super
Don. No.
But why would we? He's doing theme songs. He's like the king of theme songs now. Who knows what's next? I don't know. Maybe one for Valentine's Day? I don't know. We'll see what happens next. But don't dance too much. You might get in trouble in a particular town. We'll talk about it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie, and beef.
was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for rocking the hills world with RSB and Sandra D, as well as Jonathan E. Mord and Cheryl Chumley this evening. Archives available on SoundCloud, also GCN or Syndicator, and all around the world. UK Health Radio, a couple of days behind perhaps, but hey, the information's just as good. Upcoming events will be listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. I know we got the Best Answer for Cancer in San Diego. The weekend before that will be at Total Health in Canada. Toronto, Canada. Hey, you hockey pucks, we're coming to see you in mid-April. We'll get those details up soon. Also, in a couple of weeks, we start our broadcast week on Sunday. That's our first day of the broadcast week. Our one day off is the day before that. And then we're Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Eastern, if you're listening live. The Sunday events are going to be nice because it's an afternoon and there's a permaculture event coming up in Central Florida. And we're trying to arrange that. I'll do a live broadcast. We're going to do a tour, learn all about how to set the stage for growing food. Everybody should be able to come to that. And as soon as I get confirmation over the next couple of days, I think it'll be near Claremont, Florida, which is west of Orlando, not by far. But I just, for those of you listening in Central Florida, there's an opportunity. It will be, I think, the 19th of February. So I'm just planting the seed for that. No pun intended. Actually, really planting the seed for that.
And that's really cool. Be exciting. Permaculture. Yeah. Have you ever done a show like that?
Not from an event like that. I've been wanting to, because you're really out in nature, and I've got to have some level of access to Ethernet so I can reach back to GCN so we can broadcast live. So we're working on that. If that is confirmed, I will let you know, and I'll hopefully y'all can plan, if you're in the area, to be part of it, because this is a big part of my mission as well, to teach you how to grow your own food. And I'm still learning, too. Believe me, that's why I want to go and make connections, and we must make local connections to support one another to do that. And we also must dance. It's Valentine's Day coming up. Come on, we got to dance. I don't know if I'm going to dance, but I'm going to go out to eat at an organic, clean restaurant. Also, I think I got something nice at the arts festival the other day, so I'm actually doing better than a bowling ball and a vacuum cleaner. So I should dance just to celebrate myself. I should.
Wow. Yeah. This is
big news,
quite
right?
a step for you.
I know. What's going on with that? It's crazy. So, but I can't do it if I'm going to go to Henrietta, Oklahoma, which I'm not at this point planning to do. Yeah.
This is the weirdest story I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. It is Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Right.
So maybe this wouldn't surprise some people, but apparently they had to cancel their Valentine's Day dance.
Well, why? I mean, what's going on? You can't dance in Oklahoma?
Well, according to this, in Henrietta, Oklahoma, there is what they refer to as an arcane city ordinance enforcing a strict moral code. And according to the local TV station there, they're reporting that the organizer canceled the dance in Henrietta because it would have taken place 300 feet from a church, which is in violation of an ordinance that forbids dancing within 500 feet of a place of worship.
This sounds eerily familiar to something I've heard before.
I agree.
I don't know what this might be.
This does sound familiar, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think I want to dance anyway. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Can we?
I don't know. I you know what? This reminds me, maybe it's a screenplay, but this is real life, so let's play it.
Now I got a cut loose, pull it loose.
Call Kevin Bacon. Get him over to Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Right.
Yeah. Go
wow,
Footloose.
This is Footloose.
The real life version.
In real life. In real
2017,
life.
This is happening.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I guess the mayor, who was born there in Henrietta, she says that she's always been aware of this old city ordinance that's been around forever.
Yeah.
But they've never felt the need to enforce it. And much like the movie Footloose, it would appear that they're going to get together with the city council and consider abolishing the ordinance, but it looks like it may not happen in time for Valentine's Day.
Henrietta, Oklahoma. So you're going to have to cross the county line to dance in Oklahoma, just like Footloose. It doesn't get any weirder like that. Art imitating life,
True story.
True story. And we're not saying you have to dance naked. I mean, in your own private home, that's fine. But, you know, in Oklahoma, it doesn't go over too well. And the cattle will look at you squirrely-eyed. And you better run, then. Just run. All right, folks, we're going to run on out of here. We got a Freshman Friday or two tomorrow. We'll talk with Captain Morgan, our freshman millennial assistant producer. She always brings brilliant questions and calls me to the carpet. Go, Robert, what about this? So if you got a Freshman Friday subject, let us know as well. In the meantime, we'll be back for that and more, because the power to heal and dance is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.